In a world, four friends, one mission.
Mikey, what are you doing?
I'm doing the thing for the podcast.
It's not that hard, bud.
Dude, just say the name.
Fine. It's the Freedom Friends Podcast.
You know what I could really go for? Something long, dark, and cylindrical in my hand.
Me too.
On a Wednesday.
Justin, can you pause this for a second?
Johnny boy, what are we about to do?
We or you?
It's subjective.
You're about to masturbate, boys.
That's right. It's time. It's time for the Freedom Friends Masturbate. Solving the world's problems one mediocre topic at a time. What we do on these fine shows is we go into these pretty cold. This one's not so cold because
it's cold. It's
cold-ish.
Well, we heard it for the first. John and I heard it for the first time.
Seconds ago, and it's based off of a video that I'd sent to Justin. And
we didn't come up. Somebody else came up with this one. We're just gonna solve it for him.
Yeah, because you know
that's what we do.
Should I play the video?
Yeah,
just play the audio.
Play the audio.
Yeah. All right. Yep.
We'll definitely give the guy credit.
Oh yeah,
we gotta give him his cred because this is a hell of a question.
Yeah,
guys, it wouldn't be the Freedom Friends if we didn't talk about our number one sponsor, Warfighter Tobacco. Obviously, you guys have seen us all smoke them. We're here to talk about a quality product that everybody can enjoy, the great equalizer, as we've called it, the Warfighter Tobacco Stick. And it's not just cigars; they've got humidors, travel humidors, cutters, lighters, everything you need to get started on that journey. Check out warfightertobacco.com and use that code FTFO. Score yourself that sweet, sweet 15%. If you want to know my personal favorite, I'm a 762 Field guy. I like that Sumatra, real nice and even keeled cigar. Great for us beginner smokers, right? And I'm told that these taste even better when you're listening to the Freedom Friends Podcast. Now, back to the show. This episode is brought to you by Grill Your Ass Off. It's no secret. We're all middle-aged dudes who love barbecue. Grill Your Ass Off is our main go-to for our spices. That's what we use, man. Whether you're doing burgers on the grill, steaks, or my personal favorite, a little bit of pork belly burnt ends, right? They've got you covered on all of that. They also have salsas. They also have seasonings and spices. They got beer salts. They've got everything, man. Check them out. GrillYourAssOff.com/FreedomFriendsPodcast or use the code FreedomFriendsPodcast at checkout.
So it's... for 2 hours in a ring, like a gladiator style ring. 20 Stephen Hawkings, but their chairs go 30 miles an hour, or 10 Helen Kellers with pistols.
You're sick.
Yeah. So, and this is from the No Regulars podcast. So shout out, boys.
No Regulars podcast. They must have done this debate too. I'm gonna have to listen to this one.
Yeah, like I've never heard of their show.
Might have to listen now.
I'm gonna find this one because I'm curious about what they said. I'm interested in what we're gonna say. And then I'm going to compare it to theirs. Yeah. So 20 Stephen Hawkings, but their chairs go 30 miles an hour, or 10 Helen Kellers with pistols.
This is easy for me, I think.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm taking the Stephen Hawking.
Okay.
Because if I get hit by a chair going 30, I'll probably be okay.
Yeah.
And he's probably not going to be that hard to defeat.
But there's 20 of them.
There's 20 of them. 20 Stephen
Hawking. I'll go 30 miles an hour.
Have you guys ever seen a demolition derby?
Yeah.
So how all the cars get bundled up into like one stuck pile. That's what I figure 90% of this is. And I can get elevation.
He can see. He can steer.
And he's fucking smart.
And it's going 30 miles an hour.
But there's 20 of them.
Yeah. Which means they're going to fucking organize.
Because he's fucking smart.
They're going to organize with robot voices.
But he's going to be so much easier to kill than
Helen.
Going with Helen Keller. Stay
she
low.
She can't see you. She can't hear you.
She can't hear
there's
you.
There's only one.
They can't communicate.
Ten Helen Kellers.
There's 10 Helen Kellers. They have pistols.
20 Stephen Hawking.
You find cover. You're good to go. She's going to, one of them's going to take out three or four of them
fuck
each
cover.
Time.
You just stand behind one.
Yeah.
That's the only cover you get too, because this is in a coliseum.
Yeah, there's no anything else. There's no elevation. There's no you're like the Roman times. You're a gladiator. They have 10-foot walls. You can't get out. It's completely flat.
I was picturing this like a UFC ring.
No. This is like
a coliseum.
That's different.
Changes everything.
That does change everything.
Because that gives that gives Stephen Hawking all 20 of them enough time to get to speed.
Yeah, dude, they're hammerhead writing on your ass and shit.
So my thought,
fuck, they're flanking.
My thought process was, if it was like a UFC style ring, is I would just get up on top of one of the chairs.
Yeah.
And then choke one out. You know what I mean?
But now you have a chair.
Now I have a chair to absorb the.
I mean, I would do that in the main ring too.
Yeah.
You got to remember, Stephen Hawking's, he controls it with his fucking cheek. You got fucking function. So you could be like, fuck you, bitch. Plus,
how hard is it to tip over a Stephen Hawking chair? Like, it's not that hard.
Well, 20 of them going 30.
If it goes up to 30 miles an hour,
that'd be a little difficult.
They might be tipping themselves over.
They could.
Maybe.
Oh, this is a tough one.
I know. I'm still going to Helen Keller.
I'm going Helen Keller. I mean, yeah, even though I'm probably going to get shot.
One lucky.
Would be the first time.
Right.
God.
And how long is it? 2 hours? Is that what they said?
2 hours.
No, it's to the death, right? You kill them all.
Or 2 hours.
I'm going Helen Keller.
Because I feel like I could get a gun from Helen Keller.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And here's the thing. She can't even hear the gunshot.
And then literally, I'm just going to walk up to the next one. And I'm going to be like, psst. And they're not going to hear me. And then I'm like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then walk up to the next
one. No, I'm going to change mine. You guys are so right. all you have to do is get one gun. And it's fucking game over.
Yeah, you're good to hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much ammo does each one have?
I don't care if they only have one round apiece.
Well, what if they have like fucking belt fed and they're just all like
make one with the ground. Self-correcting problem.
Yeah.
Are they all out for individual victory or are they all working together?
Well, so I don't know if you know a lot about Helen Keller or not.
She can communicate with one person. You ever watch The Miracle Worker, bro?
Yeah.
Fucking. Oh.
And you know what, honestly though, there might be, so I'm assuming that the majority of our listeners know who Stephen Hawking is.
I would hope so.
Stephen Hawking. Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck. It's not like he's gonna get mad at
that's
me.
True. Here you go.
You could tip that motherfucker over in a heartbeat.
You know what the secret
he's
is though,
so close.
You get a bunch of midgets,
he's so and close tall. To death already though.
You get a bunch of dwarves and give them chalkboards that are too tall for them. And then these guys all get boners and they don't want to drive after you anymore.
Tell me that guy ever got a boner.
Oh, dude, watch the movie about him.
I know back in the day, but
he was a fucking scoundrel. And he was a regular on Epstein's Island.
Well, I know that.
Like, motherfucker's a horn dog, fucking Hot Wheels over here in the C-350. Like, there's that joystick right there, right? He can't even operate that. He can't use his fucking hands.
Yeah.
So, like, he literally controlled his voice and his car by, like, moving his cheek.
So your chance to take him out is when he's, like, trying to talk shit?
Yeah.
When
he's, like, flank left. That's when you're like, fuck you, boom, and just drop kick him down. Yeah.
Yeah, Helen Keller, though. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because you get one gun away, yeah, it's game over.
That's it.
You can fucking snipe all of them in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I'm curious what these guys said.
What if it was Stevie Wonder instead? So he can hear, just can't see.
I heard Stevie Wonder could see, too, I heard.
No.
Or no, that was... Who was it?
That's playing piano, Stevie Wonder.
Or Ray Charles.
Ray Charles.
Oh.
I heard he could actually see.
No.
It's a conspiracy that's out there. It's not mine, but it's out there.
That's a bullshit conspiracy. They made a movie about him, too. Jamie Foxx played him in a movie. It was great. Ray? It's a good movie. It's a really good movie. Huh. Yeah, I'm picking Helen Keller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Justin, what was your other topic before I hijacked this one from you?
That's a good question.
So this one's obviously cold.
Yeah.
So I was watching TikTok the other day and it was it was a rapper.
Yeah.
And it was like his reaction video to him watching the video and listening for the first time to Charlie Daniels.
Oh, I saw this.
It was amazing.
It's dude, this is slowly becoming.
What was the song?
Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah, Devil Went Down to Georgia.
But it was the live version.
Yeah.
And it's like he's watching a video of Charlie Daniels just getting it.
And he's going nuts.
Yeah.
He thought it was awesome.
He's like, dude, it's fucking hot. Yeah. Like, this is slowly becoming one of my favorite genre of content to like consume is like people who have never seen old school music.
Yeah.
Like experiencing it for the first time. It's so fucking
cool.
One of
my favorite ones was
black guys experiencing white music. That's what you search. And
black
it's great.
Betty.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
That one was amazing. They're just like, I went down a rabbit hole with that one, and I watched like 15 different reactions.
Yeah,
everyone was like, "What,
dude?" Yeah,
I like the one where the Bee Gees staying alive, and the guy was guy was like, "Fuck, I thought these were black guys."
I'll be honest, I was probably 18 before I knew they were white.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, staying alive. It sounds like a 70s black, it really does.
Well, I think of Saturday Night Fever with John Travolta,
absolutely,
all that, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But that's what the reaction was, too.
A lot of the voices of the music that came out then,
staying alive, and to be fair, they did not look like what you would picture.
No,
like the one was like a balding mullet,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
One of them had an afro,
yeah, as a white guy, like it was really. Yeah, they didn't fit.
Jerry curl and shit. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Well, the same with like Black Betty, the Spider Bait, that band.
Yeah.
Like when you hear that song and you see the people and you watch that, their quote unquote music video, which is their band set up in their front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Like you see these people and you're like, no. Like those they make this?
Yeah. Black Betty, was that Ram Jam? No, who is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Spider-Bait did the remake.
Yeah.
And the remake's fucking dope.
Yeah.
but Ram Jam.
Ram Jam.
The
Ram
singer Jam. Of Ram Jam looks like what you would picture a early 70s high school kid.
Like, it looks like Dazed and Confused. It looks like the kids in Dazed and Confused. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the whole band.
Well, in the music video, it's just the singer. I don't know if I've
seen it. It's everyone, and they all look the same. Oh, wrong button.
We're going to get fucking dinged.
Yeah.
It's the whole band, and they all look like they're...
Yeah.
It's Dazed and Confused.
That's, I guess fucking...
I don't know about that guy's fucking ascot. That's weird.
Yeah, when I first saw that, it was fucking 2 nights ago. I was watching...
Yeah.
Fucking
it's slowly becoming like my favorite genre of content to watch.
But watching
is just people react to old school.
Yeah, watching them react to Charlie Daniels Band, I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Well, dude, you could tell he genuinely fucking loved it.
He did, yeah.
He was like,
it wasn't faking.
He was like, where the fuck is this band?
Yeah.
And he was like, I gotta start listening to other shit.
He's like, it's a wrap off, like, you know, with itself, you know, like,
It's really what it was a battle, yeah.
And music back then, through the whole song, there's like a story.
In some cases, yeah.
In a lot of the cases. Like the good, memorable song, right? It always has like some kind of story.
I just learned something new today about this song, Black Betty.
Okay.
So Black Betty was an African-American work song often credited to Huddy Ledbetter as the author.
Okay.
The earliest recording and release date was 1939.
What?
And then the song was eventually, with modified lyrics, remade as a rock song by the American band Ram Jam in 1977.
Did Ram Jam have any other songs? Like, I only know them.
I only know Black Betty, yeah.
Ram Jam was an American rock band formed in New York City and active in 1977 and 1978.
They're mainly from New York City?
Mainly known for their hit single, Black Betty.
And that's the end of their Wikipedia page.
They had two albums. One of them was Ram Jam. One of them was Portrait of the Artist as a Young Ram. The other songs are Keep Your Hands on the Wheel, Pretty Poison, Hurricane Ride, and that's it.
I'm gonna have to look it up and listen to the other song.
Yeah. Well, it's like a House of the Rising Sun, right? By the Animals.
Oh God, so good.
It was my mom's favorite song, right? It was like her favorite song.
And
the Animals, all the Animals did been, not write that.
Yeah.
Like that's yeah. That's a song from fucking antiquity.
Yeah.
Like early New Orleans American. So it was a poem that was written fucking in like the 1600s or some shit.
Wow.
And yeah. It's fucking wild, man.
And then you got Sound of Silence is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Especially the newest one. Who does it?
Disturbed.
Disturbed, yeah. Disturbed.
Crushed it. Yeah.
What a good song. Yeah.
Dude, I saw a video. Speaking of Disturbed, I saw a video today. So the lead singer of Disturbed is Israeli. And like speaks Hebrew and shit. And a little Hebrew girl brought him a bracelet on stage, and it brought him two bracelets. One of them had his name. It was like a friendship bracelet. And then the other one, I can't remember the saying in Hebrew. John, you probably know it. It's a famous fucking saying. It's like, it's almost like, fuck. I'm gonna feel like an asshole.
That's like, it's a famous saying in Christianity. Which one is it?
It would be like an Our Father in Christianity, or something like a Hail Mary or something like that. Like it's more like a, to me, it sounds like a battle cry. It sounds kind of fucking cool.
I've never said a Hebrew prayer or Jewish prayer that sounds like a battle cry.
I'll find the video, man. It's cool. But he was like, he broke his silence on the whole Israeli Palestinian conflict right now in Gaza. And, just fucking let him have it. It was just like, Hamas needs to be fucking eradicated and blah, 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 blah. And he's like, here's the thing. He's like, I have no hate in my heart for any of the Palestinian people except Hamas.
Yeah.
He's like, I had friends who like hid in garbage piles while their other friends were raped next to them during that fucking music festival. You know, yeah, fuck those guys. Like that's not freedom fighting. That's terrorism.
Yeah.
You know, and type of shit. But he on stage like ripped him apart. It was pretty powerful video, and the kid was adorable. And I don't know, it was a good vid. But yeah, Disturbed.
Yeah,
Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah,
yeah.
both good.
Maybe, yeah,
you take an iconic song like that and fucking redo it the way they did. It was great.
His voice, man, just hits different with that. Yeah. Like when he does slow shit like that. Like,
yeah,
it's so good, bro. Like
yeah. It's like so we all like Disturbed for Disturbed, right? But when he did that, I was like, holy.
Like, honestly, I didn't really like him that much. I thought the fucking ooh, wah, shit was like, I was like, okay, here it comes again. You know, like it's kind of like thing. And then it's like, because you remember like the whole, don't do it again, mommy. And he's like, yelling. It was like, that's that one's fucking a little weird. Creepy. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I always thought that was weird.
And that was a weird one.
When that came out, I was like, all right, I'll give him. It's on my playlist, actually. Yeah, it's on my liked fucking playlist, you know, because I'm the same way. I'm a big fan. And even like Five Finger Death Punch's House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah.
I thought that was dope. You know, I mean, great. I do wish they hadn't have changed it to Sin City. I wish they would have kept it as New Orleans.
One of my favorite remakes that's out there is All That Remains.
Great band.
And they did a Garth Brooks song.
Oh,
yep. Thunder Rolls.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Fuck. Like, I forgot they even did that.
They fucking.
Yeah.
I gotta listen to that now.
They nailed it.
Yeah. Garth Brooks had a lot of great songs.
He did. Oh, yeah. But that's like one of those artists where it's just like, what? You can't really remake this dude.
What's your favorite Garth Brooks song?
Oh. I mean, there's a lot.
Mine,
Loves Mama.
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's my fucking favorite.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, Rodeo. Thunder Rolls, Rodeo. Fuck.
Like, I mean, yeah, that one album was a fucking banger, dude.
Every single song was a banger.
Yeah, dude. Like, yeah, I remember that. And I'm not even a big country.
That was the last album he released before he quote unquote retired.
I also saw that, you know, Toby Keith recently died, right? And everybody has mixed feelings about Toby Keith, but whatever.
I think I texted Mandeville and I was like, Toby Keith died. Who's going to exploit the next tragedy? It's your time to shine, Jack.
but his last song he sang in public was him talking about dying. And it was really cool. Like, I'd never heard
it. Well, because he had cancer.
Yeah.
And it was pretty far on.
Yeah.
Right? Like it was stage 4 and like he knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Type of shit. Did you see him at the end? He yeah. looked sick, man. He yeah. looked not so great.
But, know, but like, when he sang that song, it was like, holy shit. Like, to sing that song about, you know, it's coming.
Right.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. I'm looking for this one. It's a remake. Funny enough, it's a Taylor Swift song.
I like almost every song that Chris Cornell redid. Oh, I'm a huge fan of.
There's another RIP.
Yeah.
Fucking
but he did all he did stuff that you're like, oh, okay, let's see. And then he sings it, and you're like, oh, God damn.
Black Label in This River. Have you guys heard that one?
Yeah.
That's my funeral song.
I Prevail. I Prevail did Blank Space. Okay. By Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Really?
So good, dude. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That one's so good. I've got a few covers on this list. Fuck. There's a band called Leo, L-E-O, that redid Adele's Hello.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's a metal version.
Right.
Fucking badass. They also did Africa, which Weezer, when Weezer redid Africa, Toto's Africa, I thought Weezer's version was better than the original. I was like, son of a bitch, man. Like, this is awesome. Like, you know. Yeah.
There's a lot of the, like, it's interesting because there's a lot of people that think an artist's song was their song and it's actually a remake from somebody else.
Yeah.
And they got super famous on them. Like, one of them is All on the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
That's a Bob Dylan song.
That's a Bob Dylan song, yeah. Or a fucking, what's the Whitney Houston song? I'll Always Love You.
I just pulled up.
That's Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
I just pulled up a list, actually, right there.
Yeah.
Oops. Like the Fugees Killing Me Softly.
Yep, that's a remake.
Roberta Flack.
Yep.
What are some other? Hurt by Johnny Cash was originally done by Nine Inch Nails.
Not originally.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash did a Nine Inch Nails?
Yeah.
No.
Trent Reznor wrote that song.
What?
Yes.
I did not know that.
I hurt myself today.
Yeah. I thought they did his song. Holy fuck, mind blown.
Yeah.
No. Now, in this article, Johnny Cash died 7 months after shooting that video.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. He was 71 years old.
Nope.
Wow. Wow. I didn't know that.
I do a good Johnny Cash.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Me and Bobby McGee by Janis Joplin. That was a remake.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Kris Kristofferson.
Huh.
Nirvana, The Man Who Sold the World by Nirvana, David Bowie.
That's a Bowie song. The Meat Puppets.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper was originally by Robert Hazard.
No fucking way.
I had no idea.
I have got to listen to that.
That one I didn't know.
How can a dude sing it?
Well,
it wouldn't even be right, I don't think.
UB40 did the fucking Fall in Love. That was Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Jolene by the White Stripes, originally Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
I didn't know White Stripes did it.
Dude, I will tell you, I found a dubstep version of that the White Stripes did of Seven Nation Army. Fucking smokes the original. It's really? So much better. And they did it. Like they because you could tell it's Jack White singing, and he's singing it differently than he did in the original. So like he made it for it's like a collab. It's fucking good, man.
So like this one doesn't make any sense, right? It's Hotel California by the Gypsy Kings.
Yeah.
Never fucking heard it. But I've heard the Hotel California by the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
That's the only one I've heard.
Well, it's the fucking Eagles, man.
Yeah, right?
I didn't know they didn't.
Renegades of Funk by Rage Against the Machine.
Yep.
Was actually Africa Bambaataa.
Guns N' Roses did a couple redos too.
I Can't Quit You.
Knocking on Heaven's Door with
I Can't Eric Quit Clapton. You, Baby by Led Zeppelin. That was not them originally.
Actually,
Blind Willie Dixon.
Did Eric Clapton originally do that? Was that a remake too?
Isn't all of the Spaghetti Incident album, isn't all of that remakes that Guns N' Roses did?
I think so.
I think the whole album is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Down on the Farm.
You know what I appreciate about almost every single one that you've named on this list and the ones that we're talking about
is they've added to those songs.
Oh, they've made it better for sure.
Like maybe not even better, but they just added to them. They threw a spin on them that made them enjoyable for a different group of people.
Okay, yeah. Benny and the Jets.
Elton John.
Biz Markie and the Beastie Boys, who did the remix.
Yeah.
Yep.
Benny and the
Beastie Boys did a remake of that?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I never heard that.
With Biz Markie, that was like 94 or something. It was a long time ago.
Must not have been any good. Cause...
No. Biz Markie. Oh, baby, you got what I need. Fucking great song.
Miley Cyrus did a cover of Jolene a couple of years ago, and she went super viral.
She fucking murdered it.
She murdered it, but everybody thought it was original by her, all of her fans, and she was like, let me set y'all fucking
That's because her fans are fetuses.
Yeah.
She just did the Cranberries. She did a Zombie live at the Whiskey A Go-Go in L.A.
Really?
Fucking crushed it, dude. And I watched a video of the Cranberries, minus the lead singer because she died, but of them reacting to her singing it, and they were like in tears. They were like,
"Who else does the Zombies?
Fucking really amazing!" Good. Oh, Five Finger Death Punch did Zombies too. Or
no,
it wasn't Death Punch. No, somebody else.
It's a band Michelle listens to. Fuck,
it's a metal band. They did Zombie, and it was fucking great too. I don't remember the name of it.
I don't remember either.
So this past weekend, Friday night, I went to San Antonio Rodeo.
It was the last night, wasn't it?
No, it was the last weekend.
Yeah.
But so Friday night was Big and Rich and Gretchen Wilson. And I don't know if you guys remember Gretchen Wilson songs, but they were very, I would like to classify them as difficult vocally.
Okay.
Just because there's very, not a lot of people can sing how she sang in those songs.
Okay.
Right. And so Big and Rich comes on stage and like, I mean, they've been around for 20 something years at this point. You know what I mean? I have
a Big and Rich story after this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have it. So the next day we saw Brooks and Dunn, and I have a Brooks and Dunn story.
Okay.
But so Big and Rich was out there and they're playing and like they were just too loud. All the speakers, everything was just turned up too much. And they were okay. It wasn't like anything amazing or whatever. And then they called Gretchen Wilson out to come to sing. Right. So she walks up on stage and like you could feel the crowd be like, oh, she didn't age well.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? Like, because when she was in her prime, like she was attractive, but you could tell like, I don't know how long it's going to last.
Well, she was like 30 when she got famous. Yeah. Right. Yep. Like, so she was already.
So, I can see exactly what happened. And I don't know if this is true or not because I didn't look it up or whatever. But, like, she became famous, made a shitload of money, and then focused on a family.
Yeah.
And, like, she just looks like your typical, whatever, late 40s, early 50s mom, maybe grandmother, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And she gets on stage and like, you could feel the crowd being like, ooh. You know what I mean? And then she grabs the fucking mic and Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Like, fucking amazing.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just absolutely crushed it. And I was like, oh, I didn't expect that. Dude, not one bit.
have you ever seen Celine Dion sing like live?
Mm. No.
It's fucking incredible. This woman's voice is one of the most incredible things on the planet, right? But watch her in interviews. She's the weirdest fucking person. She's so fucking weird, man. She'll just be like, blah, 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 start like making noises and shit. Like, it's like, you have an autistic like tics and shit right now. Like, what is that? It's so weird, bro. She'll start screaming.
So
Justin, speaking of Jolene, though, I saw a meme the other day and it was a picture of Dolly Parton from back in the day, who was an absolute dime piece, right?
Absolutely.
And somebody was like, I need to know what the fuck Jolene looked like. Like, who the fuck? What did Jolene look like? If Dolly looks like this, what the fuck did Jolene look like, man? It's like fucking for real, dude.
Jolene didn't say no to anything.
Fucking Jolene did the shit that, like, you know,
you only see in video.
Yeah. She fucking curled
when toes. You get to page 436 on Pornhub, that's Jolene.
Well, she's in the recesses. She's down in there. Now, my Big and Rich story. So no shit, there I was. Actually, I wasn't even there. I got brought into this story later. Some of the Marines had to go to 29 Palms to do some training for Mojave Viper, which is a
like a combined arms exercise that we had to do back in the day. And one of the Amtraks got broken down, so they had to go back into the maintenance bay and they were staying the night. It just so happened that Big and Rich was playing a show on 29 Palms for like a USO tour thing.
Okay.
Right. Good old fucking Amtrakers, rather than being responsible and staying there and doing their job, they were like, there's a Big and Rich show tonight. We should take this high back Humvee. Right. So they snatch a fucking Humvee from the motor pool and they drive to the Big and Rich show and they proceed to have a great fucking time and get fucking shit faced, meet some girls. Girls are interested in hanging out after the show. Everybody's hammered except for one kid. They did keep one kid sober. Nice. All right. And he listens to the show and I'm not going to fucking out him because he's still a good friend of mine. Okay. And he's a good kid. And I'd went to combat with this kid twice, right? He was with me in Fallujah and he was with me.
So he's not a kid anymore. He's 40.
Well, now. Yeah. Yeah. Now
yeah.
He's 40, but back then he's a child. All right. This is circa 2008 ish, right? Early 2008, maybe late 2007 ish. So they get back to the rear and they decide to show these ladies the back of an Amtrak, right?
Yeah.
Have a wonderful evening. Might I add, there's one girl and eight dudes having a wonderful time in the back of this Amtrak, right?
Attracts.
The next day.
Let's see what you did there.
Yeah. Oh, she was tracking. And, the next day, they bring this young lady home. She starts getting buyer's remorse. Turns out, young lady has a young Marine husband who's deployed.
Oh.
Failed to tell the guys this.
Of course.
Boys didn't know this. But she did and still got filled out like a fucking application, right? Starts feeling fucking buyer's remorse. What does she do? Calls the police, tells them that she got gang raped, right? Luckily, one of the guys, my sober guy who was with me twice in combat, was the lookout, essentially. He sat in the driver's station just like up out of the vehicle while the shenanigans were going in the back because he was like happily married kid, great kid, right? Good natured dude, fucking all that. Well, MPs show up, fucking arrest a lot of them, right? They're like, we got to take y'all, man. Like, you know, we got to. I'm in Pendleton, right? And at this point in time, not affiliated with these guys at all. These guys are from a different company.
Yeah.
Right? But I happen to be in battalion, and I hear the sergeant major talking about it. And, you know, at this point, I had just got back from Iraq with a bunch of those guys, and I was doing a debrief. That's why I was there. And I was like debriefing the fucking the command about it. And I hear Sergeant Major talking about it. I'm like, whoa, who'd you say? Sergeant Major, who'd you say? And he tells me. And I was like, no, fuck that. Fuck that, man. That's bullshit. And he's like, you know him? And I'm like, really well. Like, deployed with him. Like, fucking good kids.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, that's bullshit, man. Like, I would need to see all the evidence.
Yeah.
Type of thing, right? I was like, just throw a little doubt on there. Keep an open mind, Sergeant Major, because that's a good kid. I know him.
Yeah.
You know, and I've known him for a long time. And I was like, I bled next to this motherfucker. And he's like, okay, Fahey, I trust you. Got you. Cool. And shout out to Mike Kufchek. He was my Sergeant Major at the time. He fucking handled it very, very well. Right. Turns out it's bullshit, da, 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 but it's still a violation because you stole a fucking Humvee and you fucking went to a place that was not your appointed place of duty and you got drunk on duty and you fucking fucked a chick in the back, which you're still not supposed to do. Obviously they dropped the
rape.
Yeah. They dropped the rape. Yeah. Right. You know, like they dropped all that shit. Cause she was full of shit. An awkward phone call to her husband. I bet. Who was on float. He was on ship.
Yeah.
And they had to fucking like take him via helicopter to the closest country. So he'd catch a flight. Under the impression that his wife just got gang raped. I imagine this kid's ready to murder everybody on the way there. Probably not the happiest guy, right? So sorry for that kid, right?
Yeah.
Like that sucks that that happened to you, man.
Yeah.
Been there, homie. So, like, you know, that said, they called me as a character witness for this NJP for the, you know, because they were going to fucking burn these kids. And I stood up for them. And they ended up, everything got dropped, you know, like there was a conduct in becoming of the NCO that was there. That's like, look, bro, you fucking knew better and you let it happen, you know, type of shit. And, but my guy who ended up having a long career after that and stayed in and continued his career, thankfully, but yeah, just goes to show you, man, fucking Big and Rich. They went to a Big and Rich show.
So I almost fought Ronnie Dunn once.
This is a better, that's a better start to the story. Yeah.
So I was just out of the military, and Brooks and Dunn was coming out to Phoenix to play. I can't even remember the name of the fucking, it was an outdoor concert venue on the west side. And I lived on the east side. And the night before the concert, somehow, there used to be a Grand Central Station in Phoenix. And it was kind of like the ones that are all over there, or were all over the country. You know, you had a country bar, the big ass dance floor, and you had a hip hop bar and a rock bar, karaoke bar, all that kind of stuff inside. Except this was just one big building. It was like a, it looked like it was a grocery store that they turned into this.
Where in Phoenix was that?
In Peoria? Like Elliott and I-10, I think, in like Chandler area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I think I've been there.
They had this Friday night like pre-concert party thing they were doing, and
it was like a meet and greet.
They advertised as a pre-concert party, and it was like fucking 3 miles from my house. So I was just like, ah, fuck it. I like country bars, and you know, at the time I drank beer. And
I hate country music. Love country bars.
Yeah. At the time I drank beer and I did shots of whiskey. I was young.
You're a bartender.
I was a bartender.
Miller Lite and JMO.
Three, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
Actually, it was Jack. I know. I don't know how I used to do it, but yeah.
Fuck.
I know. It was bad. I think I just like torturing myself.
How's your ulcers in your 40s?
Oh, I quit. I quit drinking Jack years ago.
All right.
What do you mean? What
thank
you.
You.
Smart
you
man. Smart
the man. One thing, if I've taught John anything in life, Jameson is way better.
Far superior, my man.
And like, I didn't hold, it wasn't like, there was no loyalty to it. It was just like, it was just what I drank. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I mean, I went through a Jack phase,
but anyway, so I'm at the country bar.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm drinking, I'm having a great time. And so I noticed that, well, I don't really notice, there's a fucking stage that's built inside. Right. And the tour buses are like half tucked around behind the building when you're walking in, because they're huge and you can't really hide tour buses, you know?
Sure.
And so I was like, oh, cool. Like maybe they're playing a little concert or something here tonight. That'll be fun, you know? And so I go in, I start drinking, I'm, you know, having a good time. There's a stage set up and, you know, that nobody's playing anything yet. They just have country music. Everyone's dancing and whatnot. And so it's just business as usual.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how much I had to drink at this point, but I was feeling pretty damn good. And so I walk up to the bar and I get another round. I order a beer and a shot of Jack. And so I got, actually, I think it was a double shot. So I get a double shot just in a, like one of those Little Rocks glasses. No ice, no anything, but it's pretty full of a beer. And we're in a pretty busy bar. So I grab my shit and I turn around and I go to turn like this to walk away. And somebody like rams into my fucking arm and every single drop of whiskey leaves that cup. And literally is like, wham, and I just watch it and it hits. And then I look and I was like, well, it looks like you owe me a fucking whiskey. And the guy's just like, and I'm like, yeah, so you're either going to buy this or we're going to go outside, man. Like, so like, I was a dickhead at that point in my life. You know?
You're also hammered.
I wasn't hammered. I just had a couple of drinks in me, but that was about average for me at that point in my life.
Okay.
Well, what year is this?
This is 05.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a raging alcoholic at that point too. And just a fucking cocksucker. Like,
you don't understand, motherfucker. This is my medicine. Yeah, and I need it. You either sort me out now or I'm going to sort your ass out.
It was bad.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Right. And so, and I had no idea who the dude was. There was some guy, he had a cowboy hat on. I was just like, whatever, we're in a country bar. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You owe me fucking booze, man. And so the guy's like, whoa. He's like, calm down. And I'm like, I am fucking calm. I'm like, you threw my whiskey all over the place. And he's like, listen. He's like, you come with me, I'll get you a bottle. And I was like, okay, let's fucking go.
Speaking my language.
Yeah. And I'm like, let's fucking go. You know what I mean?
I still might not hate you right now.
I still have no idea. And I'm like, where the fuck is this guy going to take me to get a bottle? But either way, like if he could try to take me outside, this was option two of what I told you.
Right.
Like option one was you get me a shot. Option two is we go outside. So like, yeah, let's go find this bottle of Jack Daniels. Yeah. Okay. So I start following. We walk through the crowd and everything like this. And then we get to like, they have like a little roped off section. And they like, he just walks towards it. I'm just following him and they just move the rope for him. And I'm just like, okay. And I just follow him right to this rope section. Still no idea what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
And, and so he's like, hey, he's like, grab a seat. And I'm like, okay. So I grab a seat and he's like, yeah, we need a bottle of Jack Daniels. And I'm like, we'll be right back. And I was just like, what the fuck? And he's like, you have no idea who I am, do you? And I'm like, no. I was like, but you spilt my whiskey. And he's just like,
and I'm making it right.
Yeah. And he's just like, yeah, he's like, I apologize for that. And he goes, but he's like, what's your name? And I was like, I'm John. And he's like, cool. He's like, I'm Ronnie Dunn. And I was just like, okay. Like it didn't click. You know what I mean? I was just like, okay.
Ronnie Dunn.
Yeah. And I was like, cool. And he's like from Brooks and Dunn. And I was like, eh.
Oh,
what? And he's like, yeah, why do you think we're sitting in VIP? Like Kix is over there. And I was just like, oh man, I am so sorry. And he's like, no. He's like, I appreciate it. He goes, do you know how long it's been since somebody talked to me like that? I was like, what?
I'm surprised he didn't offer you like a security job.
100% something I would say.
And he goes, I play in bars. He's like, I'm in bars every week, every year. We travel all around the country, all this shit. He goes, I walk in and nobody says shit. They're like, Mr. This, Mr. That, here's this, here, blah, blah, blah. You know, nobody's just like, dude, what the fuck? And I was just like, and at this point, I'm just like,
You should have fucking went down and saw him when you were here. But so like, hey, fucker, remember when I tried to fight you in Phoenix?
You know how hard it is to go try to find somebody at San Antonio Rodeo?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Like, I know people.
Were you with Womack?
Yeah, yeah.
So you were up in the box.
Yeah. So, yeah. I was just like, I'm not going to go try to fight my way to, you know?
Yeah.
But so I hung out like in his little VIP area for like an hour, drinking, hanging out, bullshitting. And then I got up and played and I sat there and then they got back down and I just hung out with them for the whole fucking night. And I'm like, this is the coolest fucking thing in the world. I'm like, anytime you want to spill my drink, let me know, man. And so he's like, hey, are you going to the concert tomorrow? I'm like, actually, yeah, I got, you know, general admission tickets in Arizona at this concert venue. It's like they have seats and then the whole like second, you know, like area lawn, of it like is just lawn.
Yeah.
And it's so much, or it used to be so much fun. It was just
the lawn's the best.
The lawn is a fucking party.
Dude, every time I went to Ozfest, lawn seats.
Exactly.
All day.
Yeah. And so I was just like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I got GA tickets, you know, and he's like, go to Will Call tomorrow when you get to the venue. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I had front row seats, right, for their whole concert. And I had like a white straw cowboy hat because I was a douchebag back then. And so I'm front row and like they're singing and you'll get towards the end of the concert. And I'm like, fucking, you know, thank you. You know, and they were cool shit. And the guy's like, hey, he's like Ronnie Dunn's like, let me sign your hat. And I'm like, yes. And I just hand it to him. So he signs it. He walks over. Kix Brooks signs it too. And he hands it back to me. And I fucking lost the hat. I don't know where it is. But I was just like, for years, like that was it. That was the last time I wore that hat. And I'm like, this hat has an amazing story.
Justin, clip this. Tag Brooks and Dunn. John needs another hat. John needs another hat, man.
Dude, that's fucking cool though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
so if I was that famous, I would do the same shit.
Fuck yeah, dude.
100%.
You know how tired of it? It'd be so tiresome just having your ass kissed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck you, dude. No,
I'm taking this fucking asshole.
Tell me to fuck myself once. You know what I mean? Just, God.
In a funny,
it's probably refreshing.
It's not like it was because of who it was. I would have said it to anyone.
I love that you were ready to fucking fight him, though. You were like, option one, option two, bitch.
It was a very interesting time in my life. Very interesting.
Well, that's because you were 23 and you were still thinging with your dick.
No, I think that my problem at that point was that's I wasn't great. Thinking. I was just doing whatever it was. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Dude, you think back to our first couple years out of the military. God, what a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
I was
maybe for you guys. I was already old.
So was I. My first year out, I was so close to a divorce. Like, I'm like, if you made me get out of the army just to divorce me, I'm gonna be so pissed.
Me too, and I wasn't even married.
But I was an asshole. No.
I bartended and I drank when I worked.
Yeah.
And then when I wasn't working, I went to other bars to drink.
Yep.
And I justified it to myself as it's the revolving $20 bill.
Yep.
So I'm going to go hang out at somebody else's bar for the nights that I'm off.
Because they're not charging you for drinks.
Well, I'm getting industry pricing anyways,
yeah.
if anything.
Yeah.
But I'm having fun. I'm meeting new people. And these people are going to come hang out at my job. So whatever I tip them, they're probably going to tip it back to me when they come in. You know what I mean? So yeah. My alcoholism was justified by networking.
Yeah.
It's business development.
Yeah, right?
It's biz dev, dude.
John, I still do the same thing today.
Yeah. What do you think? We go to SHOT Show.
Yeah. Burbiz?
Yeah, there's no fucking reason for us to be there.
Wait. I thought it was just bourbon.
Yeah.
Burbinge. It's a burbinge.
Yeah.
That's what SHOT Show is. It's a yearly burbinge.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing for St. Paddy's Day this year?
Rednecks.
Oh, yeah? I need somebody.
I think Andrew's going
to
be out
here. I need somebody to take care of Jim because I will be in Florida and I'm going to miss it.
Big Jim?
Yeah. And me and Jim have our tradition where every year we start at like fucking 11 and get shit faced. And then he goes to sleep by like 9. And then I end up closing the bar out, but because that's me. And I think the only person who might be able to do that is you, John. Who might be able, he could, but he's gonna be a redneck.
Yeah.
But I think the only person who might be able to do that and give Jim the experience for his St. Paddy's Day would be you, buddy.
Yeah. Well, and Andrew's gonna be out with a new boyfriend.
Lucky.
So it's really funny. Here. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna throw him under the bus right now.
Good.
Because I know he doesn't listen to the show. Oh, you might, maybe, but
your sister might.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes, but not often. She's like, I'm tired of y'all stupid shit.
Ask Andrew if she'll bring Haley a starter.
Okay.
A sourdough starter.
Yeah. Oh, she'd be all about that.
Yeah. Ask her if she'll bring one. Haley'd fucking love it.
So I've met him. I've met Andrea's boyfriend. I think 3 times.
How long have they been together now?
Fuck, like 8 months. So maybe even a little longer. But like, I've been to Phoenix a good amount.
That's true.
Right. And like, I think he's afraid of me.
As he should be.
Oh, 100%. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I think he's thoroughly intimidated because like, I'll be like, hey, we're going to go do blah, blah, blah. And then he doesn't show up and he doesn't hang out. And like the last couple of times, like I've staying at Andrew's house when I'm in Phoenix and like, it just, for some reason, for those 4 or 5 days, he just doesn't come around. Like, I don't know what the fuck. So I told Andrea, and I was like, you know, what do you think it is? And she's like, well, I don't know, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, how about this? I'm like, you guys come to Texas. I'm like, because he can't get away. Like, that's
you
it.
You have to fucking confront me, bro.
That's it? Like, yeah. Sorry.
Because believe me, I'm going to confront you.
Oh, we are. And if we don't get along, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a real awkward trip. How long is she out for?
I think just a long weekend.
Well, shit, I'll miss her.
Yeah.
That sucks. That sucks. And mostly I want to help fuck with that guy.
Right?
Damn it. Shit. Yeah. Shit. Fucking Normandy. Jamming up everything this year. Missing St. Paddy's Day. Missing an opportunity to fuck with
him. I mean, imagine what it was 80 years ago.
God. What a hassle. Yeah, St. Paddy's Day in Normandy back 80 years ago, probably pretty bad. Probably not great.
Yeah?
Yeah, probably not that great there.
It was a shitty weekend.
Yeah, probably a shitty weekend. Yeah, yeah, I'd assume.
Fucking worst vacation ever.
Yeah, right? God. Can you imagine, like, the dudes in Dunkirk? Like, you want my leisure yacht? Fuck you, man. I'm trying to go south of France, bro. Fuck out of here. Just want to go down to Spain and chill. fuck. Well, boys.
Yeah. So, bottom line.
Helen Keller.
Killing all the Helen Kellers.
Yeah. Helen Keller. Killing all the Helen Kellers. And
imagine Stephen Hawking going 30 miles an hour in that thing.
I
hope he's talking shit. He's like, I'm going to get you.
I think there would be a lot of accidental suicides in that one.
Maybe.
It's 30 miles an hour. I don't know if
that's why there's 20 of them.
But I don't know if he has. I don't know if any of them have the reflexes for it, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what his turning radius is on that thing. I don't know, like, you know, the maneuverability of that deal.
Or his reflexes.
Yeah.
I bet the brakes on those things can't handle 30.
So if you can just juke him out real quick and send him into a wall, you're Skirt. Good.
It's like running with the bulls.
What no, you get him to charge. What and if, then you like jump out and they hit each other.
What if they're like amazing though? They're like Endoing and shit though.
It's like a stunt team. Yeah.
It's like the Red Bull version of Stephen Hawking's.
The Stephen Hawking Globetrotters.
Yeah. Like I can watch Red Bull athletes. Doesn't matter what sport it is. I will watch what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like I watched a dude doing cross country skiing the other day for like 20 minutes because it was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or there, what's that? There's a sport where you get towed by a donkey?
What?
No.
Skis
no,
or some it's shit? Not a donkey. I sent it to you, and it's now on my bucket list.
Well, you sent me another one, but there's two different ones.
This one was in Scandinavia? No.
Was it a donkey?
Finland, maybe? Let me look.
They tow you in by horses, and then you like go off. They have like ramps built in, so they tow you by the horse,
and then you hit the ramp. So that's the horse one.
What are you on?
Skis.
You're on skis.
Oh. Yeah.
For a second, I was like, Scott, I'm sober right now.
Scott's had two drinks. He's fine.
Here. That's four.
You're going to need something to.
Okay, here it is. Norwegian reindeer racing.
That's what it was. Yeah.
So they're on skis and they're getting towed by reindeer running through these streets.
Fucking amazing.
That's like the pre-Santa Claus shit.
That is like, I sent this to Mikey and I'm like, well, got something to add to the bucket list. Dude,
do you know how that
Reindeers are hauling ass?
I guarantee you that stemmed from a drunken night with friends. And they were just like, I bet you I could do this. They're like, bullshit.
Santa's a bitch. He's all in the sleigh.
I'm doing this shit on skis, bro. I'm going to take these 2x4s, strap them to my feet. Just go for it. Of course, we did something similar in high school in the sand washes in New Mexico. My buddy and me, we made a sled and took like sheet metal and like made the bottom of it like curved up.
Like a toboggan. Whatever.
Very similar. Yeah. So that was the idea. But we would get towed behind my buddy's S10. We'd be like standing up on this fucking thing. Or we were like wearing a gas mask for some reason.
Safety fucking, third.
Right? So just screaming down the fucking sand washes, eating shit.
In Nebraska, it was the snow and four-wheelers or vehicles.
Well, we did it there in snow too, but it was originally for a sand wash because you could do it all year round in the sand wash.
I tell you what, saucer sleds are not safe.
No. No, and we all fucked ourselves up.
Inshallah on a saucer sled.
Yeah.
Now, if you're good, you take the bottom of your saucer and you spray it with Pam the night before.
That's how you do it.
Well, the way my plastic mock saucer was set up,
then it is mock Jesus.
There was a hill I used to sled when I was a kid that would start up like this, and it would go down pretty steep, and then it would come down, and then it would drop. And I remember one time I'm on a saucer sled. No, I'm on. Remember those black ones that had the orange fucking brakes on the side? You can see I'm on one of those.
Those were the shit in the day.
Those were amazing. Yeah. I'm in one of those. And, you know, you come down and I catch speed and I'm not breaking shit, man. Cause at this point, it's like late in the year. It's packed down nice. It's fucking basically ice. Yeah. You're basically on a fucking luge. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It just fucking shoot, shoot. And I come off this fucking thing and there was a bunch of hay bales on the bottom and there was one rock. And that's how I broke my tailbone. That fucking sucked. God, I don't know how the fuck we're not dead. The shit we did as children.
No shit.
Like our whole life was inshallah.
Yeah.
Right. Like it was just like, fuck it, dude. Full send. Who gives a fuck?
I still have a cigar on my ass from when I had a Honda three wheeler.
Yeah.
Like one of the 110, you know.
Like the murder ones.
Yeah, oh, the murder
ones that were murdering people. Yeah.
Yeah. And I set up a ramp.
As you do.
And as I tried to jump the ramp at the fort with the three wheeler, the front wheel hit the ramp. I flew off the three wheeler.
Because they don't have suspension.
And landed on the wood triangle I had built right on the corner on my ass.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That one fucked me up.
Would you say you have a cigar on your ass?
No, I have a scar.
I heard cigar too.
I thought he said cigar.
He was like, yeah, it's from a three wheeler. And I'm like, oh, I get it.
I was thinking like he burned himself or something.
Well, I'm so used to saying cigar. Scar might come out different. So sorry about that. That's not my first one.
Yeah, that's true
cigar too. Cigar or scar?
drink.
Either. Oh.
D, all of the above. Well, speaking of which, boys, I'm going to raise my glass. I'm going to say thanks for being my freedom friend. Yep. Cheers, boys. Cheers. Jazz will be back next week, so you guys can get your jazz fix going on. Three little things.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. Mm-hmm. They're not hard.
No.
All the sponsors are in the fucking description below and all that. But Scott, hit him with the first one.
Smoke on.
Also not your first one. No. John?
Drink on.
God damn it, boys. Freedom to fuck on. Later.